This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Good. It's memorable, I guess. Okay. Umikomokoyim. Yesh li pshat ach beposik. Mipnei shu isi bakosuv shenis ratum lo itzakinim. Oshem vaskin achtum lo tenis kinim lo yachlu. Ubaze yuroi kachom achtum yodim ba'atzmom. Im Yedo is um Lochim Lav, Vimashed Yohlosiva Dvorim Dakimim Lav. So he says that they themselves thought, obviously, they had a Havamina that they could do it. But why would they try to do it? Wouldn't they have known differently? In other words, you have two ways of learning Pshat Nepasik. One is, it is standard Shadim policy that you can't take out less than a Saira or a Dasha, or there was a Nes at the time. So the Mepharshim, what the Pshatim brings over here, the Gemara Sanhedrin, is that they can't do less than a Kadasha. That's standard operating procedure. So he asks, so the Kasha that is, So why did they think they would do it? They tried, they couldn't. Didn't they know it? So, Valbish is a Kushidar Besenu. Kibala Shpos, Omishim Locha Kvela Nasaisa, Albera Shpos, and Mrs. Malka the Shadim, Veshus from Nasaisa. It's possible maybe they could do it, but it takes a lot of work. Avla Pshat, nearly Shay Rotsim Akashproch, Labatam Kuechim Haltimata. I think Pshat is, he says, that there was a Gzeir Malamalo to override it. It wasn't something that be'etzim didn't work. V'chein inyal yom nevi'a baal sh'omolem shu b'echrim apar v'lekim ha'shana b'eish hu'a lekim v'etzokim v'nabek ha'tzrayim ma'olem lekim l'alem l'asizkein l'imkir ha'sul l'asizkein. So all those places where you find that the Baal Yavod Azor tried to do something and it didn't work, obviously they normally, under normal circumstances, it would work. V'kadosh Baruch Hu mei fo'is is badim k'es ni'hoyla. That's why they said they used the word etzbalakim, kind of it's small. So Ramban learns pshat that this was part of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing that he's the Baal HaBasis of the Bria and no one else. In other words, all of the Nisim in Yetzias Mitzrayim had one Tachlis, and that Tachlis was to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Be'etzim the source of nature, and by stimming anybody from creating any, from doing things with Kishuv, showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately has the plugs in his hands, and he can plug it and unplug it. So the first area where there was a beer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Adon Koil is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could undermine things like Kishuv that were working normally. So let's discuss the point over here. There was one of the big machlokas about emuna was kadmus olam versus brias olam. Kadmus olam means the world existed eternally. That's the way the Greek philosophers believed, and it was a very firmly entrenched emuna. They did believe in a divine supreme being, but they also believed that matter exists forever. There was a machloikas, Aristotle and Plato, whether it came into existence, so to speak, simultaneously HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it's a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's still eternal, however you want to understand that. The nafgemina is, and this is the point that he's making over here, if matter existed eternally, then there's no reason the world to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can undo the mechanism of it. Let's give an example. If I say that the structure of this country is that the government was here first, and then I was born into it. So that means it's there first, and I come into being as a result of it. So without making a revolution, I can't undo those laws. Those laws preceded me, and I'm sort of a product of it. I can make a revolution, but other than that, there's no way I can undo it. On the other hand, if I'm the one who made the laws, then tomorrow I do it differently, because I preceded the laws. The laws come from me and not the other way around. If matter is as eternal as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, then in what way can HaKadosh Baruch Hu undo their nature? We do find that people are stronger. So we could say HaKadosh Baruch Hu could smash trees. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could smash racks. That's not a stira, because that's not going against the law of nature. But to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can undo the laws of nature if he never made them doesn't make sense. He can overpower it. You can overpower, but you can't. You can overthrow the government, but I can't not. I can't undo it. So by showing all these nisim, where the laws of nature were undone, that shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Those who believe in Kadmus, that the world of nature has its own internal validity, the Mechatez HaKadosh Baruch Hu could change it. So anyone who can bring into being things that are kinegatales, and here you see Aristotle's stubbornness. He denies things that had become aforesome. Aristotle, who represents rational philosophy in its essence, is somebody who denied that it's possible. By saying Kadmus Olam means basically that he denied the validity of Torah. So he says, in the old days, no one denied the validity because they were so close to when the world came into being. No one denied it. It's just that they felt that there are other powers that you can manipulate to use to get your way. So this is a very, very strong point, and it's very interesting how Ramban approaches it. Ramban says that the Yevonim were, their culture was a new culture. It came about, they had no tradition, nothing was coming from, and therefore they were able to, and they denied anything before. They denied any type of metzias that's not tangible. And the Ramban says this in different ways. In Chumash, he speaks about it. that they denied anything which the human senses cannot pick up. And let's understand something. When I make a statement that that which I cannot feel or touch, and that which I can't feel or touch my senses doesn't exist, and that which I can't understand is not true, then you basically mafkia the entire concept of emuna elokus and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not tangible to our senses, and his essence is not to be comprehended by our minds. So by saying that existence, our minds and senses are so perfect that they can pick up everything, anything, they've automatically defined the HaKadosh Baruch Hu out. I want to add something about this point. If, let's say, I were to tell you that something exists, but you'll never see it, hear from it, touch it, feel it, smell it, whatever, so forth. That's a statement that you can neither confirm nor deny. And therefore, if that was the only statement about a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's a pointless statement also. If I tell you, there are worlds so far away that's impossible for us ever to have anything to do with them, and they have who knows what. It's an irrelevant statement. What we do say is, and that's the crucial difference, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does interact in our world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Mashruach Moed HaGeshem Im Shomoy HaTishmu. That's the hard piece. So we're talking about, so just like LaMashal, if I told you that in a computer, the operations of the computer, you have no direct way to feel them, touch them, taste them, anything. So if there'd be no screen, then the statement is an irrelevant statement. It doesn't really mean anything. But it does affect the screen. The screen lights up and it gives me numbers and answers and stuff like that. So it's true on the one hand that we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally not shared to our senses. It is true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incomprehensible to us, but it is also true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us in ways that are highly tangible and highly comprehensible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, these are good things to do, here's your world. These are good things to do, these are bad things to do. There are consequences for bad things, there are rewards for good things, and so on. That's why it becomes very meaningful. And the Yevanim, by saying it's impossible that the two worlds can connect, and that it's shayach, that something which is beyond this world should be etzem, be part of this world, that's where he dislodged, that's where he disconnected any type of religion, really, from the mitzvahs that we have. Okay.